أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of a series of very brief and short informal talks about a crucial and important topic that all of us need to know of. And it is on the topic of the upbringing of children in the West. I am sharing these short talks, first of all, for myself and for my own children, for my family members, for my close friends, and, of course, for whoever sees any benefit in them. These are my own reflections, and hopefully there will be an ongoing discussion that will evolve from this, where in the continuation of the course of my short brief talks, I will be able to share some vital information that all of us can benefit from. As Muslims, there are many challenges for us living in the West. And the first and foremost that every single parent thinks of is how they are able to create a positive Islamic environment for their children. Now, even though we do know that nurturing and upbringing of children is something that we emphasize on very much, and there is no parent that does not want to have a correct upbringing of their child, but sometimes for some, they might not be able to have the correct approach or a required results in the methodology that they are choosing. And therefore, we need to return back to our religion, the Quran and the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, to understand the guidelines and instructions given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by our beloved Ma'sumin, peace be upon them, and how we are able to adopt those methodologies given to us by these important sources. Tarbiyah, Raba, Yarbu, all of them come from the meaning of to mature and to bring about inner abilities or abilities that one might have. Now, it might be from the outside as far as behavior, conduct, mannerism, etiquettes and things like that. That's also part of tarbiyah. It might also be to do related to the inner spiritual side of a person, spiritual disciplining, where a person wants to exercise their spiritual abilities in order for them to excel and elevate towards God. Of course, even though that is called nurturing and upbringing of one's self, but it would pretty much be related to tazkiyah. And so I will be limiting my talk only on the outer aspects of discipline and upbringing of children. When we do speak about these terms, and if we were to use the word tarbiyah, or we were to use the word rushd, or maturing, or anything along those lines, then it all comes down to how one is able to facilitates for their child a good, adequate upbringing. And this, of course, comes from the importance of family and the importance of building a good, positive family environment so that our children can become good, positive parts of the society. Inshallah, we will be able to learn from these simple instructions that are given to us by our beloved Imams and implement them in our practical lives, especially as Muslims living here in the West. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.